We are learning Mesechtas Sukkah Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top, middle of a line, Mesve. We just finished saying that Rav Doisa Fira Shlokish, if Chaitas means a mat, that it's Metamato Meis, it has to have a Gadamfa at least, which means a border which has a little height to it, and it becomes like a base kibble, and therefore will be called a Keli. But now we're going to try another Kasha on Rav Shlokish's Pshat, that Chaitas means a mat and not a bag, like Rav Avdimi says. Meisvei, we learned in a brayso. Chaytzlois shal sham. This chaytzlois, which each man has his own pshat on what the chaytzlois means. Chaytzlois shal sham is a type of reed, v'shal gemi, also a type of reed or rubber, v'shal sack, or something made out of goat's hair, v'shal sapira. That's something that they shave off the neck or the tail of a horse. So those materials of chaytzlois, metame tovim meis, the Rav Doisa. This says metame tovim meis, it has din of a keli. The Chum says, not only is it Matama Tumas Meis, it's also Matama Tumas Medrus. So, Bishlam Alamandi Omar, Marzuvli, Shosham, Vishalgemi. So, Bishlam Alamandi Omar holds that it's a bag that the Royim carried. So, Shosham, Shalgemi, Chazil, Kisna, the Peri. The Sham and Gemi is Royu, because it's a bag. So even though it's sham and gemi, maybe have a little bit of holes in it because it's a thick material. It's not like hair, and it's not like goat's hair, but it's still royal for big pears, for apples. It carry apples in it. That's even for small things, even for kidneys, for beans, and small pears can be fit in there. So we understand why it's mekabel tumah tumas meis, because it's a bag that holds things. But if you hold that it's a regular mat, so Bishlam shall sack with Shosapira, Chazi Leprosi Vinafsa. Bishlam shall sack with Shosapira is Chazi Leprosi Vinafsa, which means that, so we're talking about a flat thing. So if it's made of goat's hair or hair from the neck of a horse, so you can use it for Parasi Vinafsa, which means, Parasi means for a curtain, and Nafsa means I could use it to sift flour. Sifting flour, I understand why it's a kli. Why is a curtain a kli? So Tosfos brings up the Gemara and Beya. The reason is because it says the derech was the shamash used to wrap himself in it to keep himself warm. So therefore, it's called a little bit of a keli. That we understand. El shal shamash shal gemi, which have big holes in it. So lamai chazi, you can't use it to sift flour. And it's a flat item, so it's not carrying peris in it, and it can be used for curtains because that's holding it. You can see right through it. So the Chazi, what's it royal for? The Fira Shlok is what's it royal for? And for the Gemara Chazon Azaisa, it's royal to cover the barrel of beer you cover with this mat. That's what it's royal for. So what we're saying is, so at the end of the day, we have pshat. Lefi Rav Avdimi and Shlokish, how has a shame keli? Lefi, the man always says it's a bag, Rav Avdimi, so it carries small pears and big pears. And if you hold it flat, so you either use it for a curtain or to sift flour, or if it's thick, big holes in it, you use it to cover your barrel of beer. Ikedam is another version that asks the kasha on the other man yama. Ikedam, original man yama, machsel smam, she holds a regular mat, shal sham shal gemi, that have big holes, chazlun is ice, so it's good to cover a barrel of beer. So sack versus up here, the one that's made out of goat's hair or hair from a horse, chazi le parsi vinafsa, it's good for a curtain or for sifting flour. Elamad yam razovli, if you hold it's a bag, bishom so sack versus up here, chazi le gulki utzani. Bishom sack and sapir is royu for gulki utzani, which means kidneyus and small pears. El shal sham shal gambi, lemay chazi, what's a royu for? What's sham and gambi royu for? Because it has big holes, you can't put in it beans, so they can't fall out. And for the Gemara, Chazi lekitzna peri, it's royu for big peris. You use it for the big peris. Tanya learned in a brayso. Om Rab Chananya, kishirati legoyla. When I went down into Golas, most probably Bavel, matzasi zaken echad va'amali. They told me mesachim bebudget that we use mats for schach. Kshabasi eitzer Rabbi Yeshua achiyah. When I came to Rabbi Yeshua, my uncle, he's made it to it. Omer of Chistav, who'd less like a damfa? It's only good if it doesn't have a border. Like I said before, if a mat has a border, then it's a base kivaka hold things, then it's a keli, it's not a kabal tov, it can't use a schach. Omer ula, hani budais and mechuzo, these mats of bnei mechuzo use, il mali kirshlam, if not for their wall, mesachim, but you really use it for schach. But now that it has a wall, it's a base kivaka, you can't use a schach. Tayinam Hachi, under the Brisa, Masachi Mebudya, you're allowed to use a mat for Schach, Yeshlam Kir, Eim Masachi Mebudya, but if it has a Kir, if it has a wall, it's not Eim Masachi Mebudya, then the Loch is, it's not Kosher Eschach, because it's a base kibble. Hadin Aloch, Sukkah, the Perek from Sukkah, for those that finished it, please know that. Zok the Mishnevaita, brand new Perek, and this Perek, and especially the second half, but it could talk about Yeshivas Sukkah. And that's the first Mishnah, but even though we'll go into the structure of Sukkah still a little bit, but a lot of this parak is about Yeshivas Sukkah. Hayosham tachas amita b'sukkah lo yotze dechavosai. If someone sleeps under a bed in the Sukkah, he's not yotze. Now, the truth is, if he eats under the bed, he's not yotze. So Warav said Yosham, so it could be possible that it's more derech to sleep under the bed than to eat under the bed. But Rashi says, ve'ike Yeshivas Sukkah achila shesiyah v'shina. What Rashi is saying is, we learn from this Mishnah, that Yoshon is an integral part of a sukkah. Ikki Yeshiva sukkah is eating, drinking, and sleeping is an integral part of Yeshiva sukkah. So someone sleeps under the bed, it's not Yaitza because he has oil on top of him. Amrav Yehuda, Noyigim Hayinu, Shayinu Shem Tachas Amit of Nehaz, Kenel Amrav Lodaba. Yehuda argues, holds that he could sleep under a bed in the sukkah. We'll see in the Gemara why, because he holds that an oil are is not a vata oil kva. And he said, I used to do it all the time when I was a kid, but they didn't wear Meicha. Amrav Shimon, there's a story one time with Rav Gamil's Eved named Tevi, and he was a big Talmud Chacham, happens to be. So Yosha Tachas Amita, he was sleeping under the bed. But Omer Rav Gamil is Kainim, and Rav Gamil tells Kainim, look, Reisim Tevi Avdo, you see my Eved? Shu Talmud Chacham, he's a Talmud Chacham, Vyedeya, Shavadim Turum Masuk, he knows Avadim Turum Masuk, and therefore sleeping under the bed. Yosha Tachas Amita, therefore sleeping under the bed. Fidar Kainu, and from listening to this story, even if he didn't say anything beferish, what do I see from his story? Lamadnu shayosh tachim lo yotechavase. CCC sleeping on the bed is not yaitza because he's being mispoer. He's praising his eved how big a tamachokum is. He knows sleep under the bed because he knows slaves are potter from sukkah. So obviously he holds that it's not yaitza the sukkah. So therefore, it's a raya to that man the yama holds that you now sleep under the sukkah. You're not yaitza. Now Taisa speaks out from the Yishalmi that it says that he used to put on tefillin tevi and the chamor meicha. So they ask, what do you mean? And it's Rav Gamil said that over. And it says over here that he slept under the bed. Why didn't he sleep in this? Why didn't he sleep in the sukkah regular? Why is he under the bed? So he answers, saying, but Noshman put on tefillin because they can't watch it, because they can't do shmir. But here,
he can do shmir, but
he can do shmir. He can do shmir, right. Yes, why shouldn't he sit in the sukkah? Yes, why shouldn't he sit in the sukkah?
The sukkah is different. Why? Sukkah is a different reason to be.
No, it's both mitzvah says my grandma. The both mitzvah says my grandma.
Not the voice that the mitzvah says my grandma. No. They can't wear tefillin because they can't.
Exactly, but you let them wear tefillin, right? And you let them sit in the sukkah. So why didn't he allow him to sleep in the sukkah? Why does he go under the bed? That's the question. Let him sleep under the bed. Why daf go under the bed? Let me get the mitzvah at least. And for the Yishalmi, the case was Shaiyazik and Shalit Litchek as a Chamim. There's no room, so he for him no room. He slept under it. So Frank Tysus is Frank Tamar there. So listen, sleep in the house. What's the point? What's the point? Tysus, he wanted to hear Divrei Chachamim. That's Tysus' answer from the Yishalmi. That's probably why he slept it. Let's see one line of Gemara. Frank the Gemara Kasha. What's the problem sleeping under the bed? But like Asara, it's not 10 tefachim high. This bed, no, it's not 10 tefachim high. And for the Gemara, Tegum Shmuel b'mita asara. Shmuel answers b'mita asara. And Tosha speaks out that only for Shmuel you need asara tvachim. Because the chagas before, sukkah tachas sukkah, how high the sukkah has to be on top. According to Shmuel, it has to be 10 tvachim high. The other man, the other one, the 4 tvachim, one with 1 tapach. Because Shmuel held that to be a kosher sukkah, a kosher size on top of you, in order to be called sukkah tachas sukkah. Then for Tosha speaks out, it's only for that man, the other. Then he says, maybe not. Maybe everyone agree that a mita only 10 tefachim high is a problem. This is an oil arai. So only if it's 10 tefachim high, is it a problem of oil? That's what Tosfos declares. If this 10 tefachim is kuliyam, what dafka fi, Shmuel?